Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it may be, wherever you may be. Thanks for choosing Then and Now. This is episode 27. I'm your host, John Shomo. And we're going to veer off course slightly today because we're going to do some holidaying around Labor Day. And we're not going to publish a episode next week. So this will be the last episode until after the Labor Day weekend. Hope everybody has a good and safe one, and we'll return toward the end of that week after that. So enjoy it. That's the last big holiday weekend of the summer, traditionally, and in the political world, at least, it used to mean the start of the fall campaign. I think we're well underway right now in that, but things will get busier in that world, too, after Labor Day. So we're going to take a week off and relax and come back at you fresh and ready to roll in September. Having said that, we have a lot of birthdays and anniversaries to get through then. We have to do 2 weeks worth here today. So let's get started. We'll start on August 26th. On that date in 1944, Paris was liberated by the Allies, mostly American and British troops, some French resistance fighters, obviously, also. Great moment. Mother Teresa, the 1979 Nobel Peace Prize winner from India. Mother Teresa, born on August 26, 1910. NASA mathematician, the star figure, if you will, in the film and the book Hidden Figures. Katherine Johnson, born on August 26, 1918. She lived to be about 100 years old, I think. The former executive editor, managing editor of the Washington Post, Ben Bradley, born August 26, 1921, Ben Bradley was a key figure, to say the least, in the Watergate affair in terms of trusting his young reporters, Carl Bernstein and Bob Woodward, one of the giants of the newspaper industry. The first woman ever nominated by a major party to be on their ticket, the vice presidential nominee for the Democrats in 1984, New York Congresswoman Geraldine Ferraro, now deceased, born August 26, 1935. The late, great Tommy Heinsohn, born August 26, 1937. Who was Tommy Heinsohn, you ask? Well, you young folks pay attention. Tommy Heinsohn joined the Boston Celtics out of Holy Cross for the 1956-57 season, his rookie year. Guess what? They won the championship that year. They also won it in 1959, 1960, 1961, 1962, 1963, 1964, and 1965, and then Tommy retired as a player. 1 year out of nine that he played in the NBA, they didn't win the NBA title. He went on and later became the head coach of the Boston Celtics in the 1970s. He won the championship with them in 1974 and 1976. Before retiring and enjoying a long career on television as an analyst with CBS and with the Celtics telecasts in Boston for a long time. Passed away just a few years ago. Attaboy, Tommy. Melissa McCarthy, the actress, will be 54, and Macaulay Culkin, Home Alone, no more, will be 44. On August 27th, 2008, the Democrats nominated Illinois Senator Barack Obama to be their presidential candidate at the convention in Denver, also nominated Joe Biden, Senator from Delaware, as the VP nominee. Lyndon B. Johnson, the 36th President of the United States, one of the most controversial and consequential presidents of the 20th century, born August 27, 1908, in the Hill Country of Texas. One could go on for many minutes here talking about Lyndon Johnson, but we'll leave it at that. Barbara Bach, the actress, now married for a long time, over 40 years, to Ringo Starr. Barbara Bach is 78 on August 27th. Fun fact, her twin sister is married to the musician Joe Walsh, who has played in Ringo's all-star band for many years. Joe Walsh used to traipse around these parts up in Kent for a while. So happy birthday to Barbara. Two-time Masters champ from Germany, Bernhard Langer, won the green jacket both in 1983 and 1985. Bernhard Langer will be 67. He has just torn up the Champions Tour over the years. Hall of Famer Jim Thome, near and dear to the hearts of Northeast Ohio baseball fans, Jim Thome will be 54. And four-time NCAA basketball champ at UConn and WNBA superstar Breanna Stewart will be 30 on August 27th. Moving on to August 28th, Emmett Till, the youngster from Chicago, was brutally murdered by racists in Money, Mississippi on August 28th, 1955. That was one of the events that really got people energized, if you will, to join the civil rights movement. Speaking of which, the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom was August 28, 1963. Over a quarter million people jammed the mall in Washington, D.C. To hear, among others, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King give his famous I Have a Dream speech. August 28, 1968 saw riots in the streets of Chicago, some started by protesters, some started by the Chicago Police Department, as Vice President Hubert Humphrey won the nomination of the Democratic Party. Chicago, thankfully, did much, much, much better here lately with the 2024 Democratic Convention. August 28, 2012, the Republicans nominated Utah Governor Senator Mitt Romney as their presidential nominee. Two-time U.S. Open golf champ Lee Jansen will be 60 on August 28th. He won the U.S. Open both in 1993 and in 1998. On August 29th, 1786, the event called Shays Rebellion took place in Massachusetts. If you remember your history and government classes, Shays Rebellion, Daniel Shays was a veteran of the Revolutionary War. The government had not paid as promised bonuses to the Continental soldiers, and Shays led a group of disgruntled former soldiers on a raid of the federal arsenal at Springfield, Massachusetts. There was no American standing army at the time. The governor of Massachusetts kind of saved the arsenal by calling out the Massachusetts Guard, the Minutemen, if you will, to protect the public property. Shays Rebellion was the event that jarred a lot of people across the country, the new nation of the United States, so much that they called for a constitutional convention in 1787. The Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company was founded in Akron, Ohio on August 29, 1898. 15-year-old George Harrison joined a group called the Quarrymen in Liverpool, England on August 29, 1958. Wonder what happened to those guys. Oh yeah, here they are. The Beatles' last public concert, August 29, 1966 at now torn down Candlestick Park, the former home of the San Francisco Giants in San Francisco. They did not sell it out. There were 5,000 unsold tickets for that one. They knew it was going to be their last one. Nobody else did at the time. They brought cameras with them and snapped pictures as they were running off the stage as usual. But it's the last time the four of them played a paid public concert, August 29th, 1966. Hurricane Katrina, Category 5, awful storm, made landfall near New Orleans, Louisiana, August 29th, 2005. Birthdays include John Locke, the philosopher, born in 1732. He is responsible for the quote, among other things, "All men are created equal and have the rights of life, liberty, and, as he put it, property." Mr. Jefferson changed property, I think, in the Declaration of Independence, didn't he? John McCain, American hero, naval commander, naval pilot, shot down over Vietnam, held prisoner for 7 years or so, ran for, first of all, House of Representatives, then longtime U.S. Senator from Arizona, presidential candidate in 2008. John McCain, born August 29, 1936. And Michael Jackson would have been 66 years old on August 29th. He passed away in 2009. Moving to August 30th, Guyon Bluford, a Cleveland area resident for a long time, as I recall, became the first African-American to fly in space on August 30th, 1983. United States track star Mike Powell set the high jump record at the World Championships in Tokyo on August 30th, 1991. He jumped 29 feet, 4.5 inches. That's still the current world record, believe it or not. Records just don't last 30-plus years in track, usually. That's how good that jump was. Congratulations to Mike Powell. Louisiana governor, senator, real character, Huey Long, born August 30th, 1893. The greatest hitter that ever lived, just ask him, Ted Williams, born in San Diego, California, August 30th, 1918. Warren Buffett, CEO of Berkshire Hathaway and one of the richest people in the country, Warren Buffett will be 94. The Chief, Robert Parrish, out of Centenary University, three NBA titles with the Boston Celtics, one with the Chicago Bulls. The Chief will be 71. Cameron Diaz, the actress, will be 52. And my brother-in-law, Mike, will be somewhere over 60 on August 30th. Happy birthday, Mike. Moving to August 31st, Kool-Aid was introduced August 31st, 1927. That was a good idea. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame officially opened in Cleveland, had a big concert at the old stadium, August 31st, 1995. Great Britain's Princess Diana died in a tragic automobile accident in Paris on the evening of August 31st, 1997. Birthdays include Hall of Famer Frank Robinson, tremendous, tremendous player and the first black manager in Major League Baseball history for your Cleveland Indians at the time. Frank Robinson was born August 31st, 1935. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl, will be 79 on August 31st. Larry Fitzgerald, soon to be NFL Football Hall of Famer from Pitt and the Arizona Cardinals. Larry Fitzgerald, one of the best there ever was, 41 years old. Edwin Moses, the 440 hurdles back then, champ for 10 years in a row, never lost a race in that distance for 10 years. Edwin Moses will be 69. Three-time major champ, Ryder Cup captain, Padraig Harrington from Ireland will be 53. He won the Open Championship both in 2007 and 2008, and he doubled down on that by winning the PGA also in 2008. We turn the calendar page to September, September 1st, 1939, a fateful day. Germany invaded Poland, which was the event that started the Second World War. On September 1st, 1983, Korean Airlines passenger flight 007 was shot down by mistake, as it turned out, by a Soviet plane near Korea. September 1st, 1983, all 240-some passengers died. One of them was an American congressman, which obviously was a pretty nervous moment, the Soviets shooting down a plane that carried an American congressman. The wreck of the Titanic was located under the Atlantic on September 1st, 1985. Our Pittsburgh Pirates fielded the first all-black and Hispanic lineup in Major League history. Kind of wasn't announced. It wasn't a planned thing. Danny Murtaugh just wrote the following lineup card down. Rennie Stennett, Gene Kleins, Roberto Clemente, Willie Stargell, Manny Sanguian, Dave Cash, Al Oliver, Jackie Hernandez, and on the mound, Doc Ellis. They beat the Phillies that night, by the way, at Three Rivers Stadium. But there was no ballyhoo, no announcement. One of the players looked, I think it was Dave Cash, said he looked around after about two or three innings and said, "Hey, man, we got all brothers out here." So that was a groundbreaking moment that was not ballyhooed, but important nonetheless. Those Pirates won the World Series, by the way. Lily Tomlin, the great comedian and actress, will be 85 on September 1st. Barry Gibb of the Bee Gees, last surviving member, I think, will be 78. And Gloria Estefan will be 67. September 2nd, General Sherman from Ohio, his troops captured Atlanta on September 2nd, 1864. Japan formally surrendered to the Allies aboard the USS Missouri docked at Tokyo Bay, September 2nd, 1945, the end of the Second World War officially. Edwin Moses, aforementioned, began his 10-year winning streak in the 440-yard hurdles on September 2nd, 1977. Toronto pitcher Dave Steeb no-hit the Cleveland Indians at Municipal Stadium, September 2nd, 1990. I was there along with my wife, Tammy. We saw that no-hitter in person. That was my third no-hitter I've seen in person, by the way. Teacher, astronaut, the late Krista McAuliffe, born September 2nd, 1948. She was aboard Challenger when it exploded in 1986. Terry Bradshaw, four-time Super Bowl-winning quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, now Fox TV analyst, will be 76. Mark Harmon, former UCLA quarterback and star for a long, long, long time on NCIS on CBS. Mark Harmon will be 73. Actor Keanu Reeves will be 60. And actress Selma Hayek will be 58 on September 2nd. Moving to September 3rd, the Treaty of Paris was signed on September 3rd, 1783, officially ending the American Revolution. Great Britain declared war on Germany, September 3rd, 1939. Birthdays include Ferdinand Porsche. I hear he made a pretty good automobile. Born September 3rd, 1875. Al Jardine of the Beach Boys will be 81. Actor Charlie Sheen will be 59. And skateboarding legend the great Shaun White will be 38. September 4th, Los Angeles, California, founded on September 4th, 1781. The governor of Arkansas at the time, Orville Faubus, called out the National Guard to prevent 9 young African-American students from entering Little Rock Central High School, as had been prescribed by a federal judge. Governor Faubus called out the guard on September 4th, 1957. That was a pretty famous moment in the civil rights movement. First Lady Sarah Polk, wife of President James Polk, born September 4th, 1803. 8-time major golf champion Tom Watson will be 75 on September 4th. Here's the rundown, folks. He won the Open Championship 5 times, won the Masters twice, won the U.S. Open very famously with a chip-in on the 71st hole in 1982 at Pebble Beach. Never won the PGA Championship. He did not get the career Grand Slam. Damon Wayans, the actor, will be 64. Hall of Fame catcher for several teams, most famously the Mets and the Dodgers. Mike Piazza will be 56. And the Queen Bee, Beyoncé, will be 43. September 5th, the First Continental Congress met for the first time in Philadelphia, September 5th, 1774. The Star-Spangled Banner was first played at a sporting event in 1918 on September 5th. It was a World Series game between the Red Sox and Cubs. For some reason, they didn't play at Wrigley Field. They played at Comiskey Park on the south side. This was during World War I. They played the World Series early that year because of the tremendously awful flu epidemic that had swept across the nation in 1918. We hadn't had an epidemic like that since until the COVID year of 2020. 11 Israeli athletes and coaches, most of them on the wrestling team, were taken hostage in the Munich Olympic Village during the Munich Olympic Games on September 5th, 1972. They were murdered at the airport the next day. One of the sad, sad moments, the worst moment in Olympic Games history, certainly. Mother Teresa passed away September 5th, 1997. Bob Newhart, who just passed away, one of the great comics of all time. I love Bob Newhart. Bob Newhart was born on September 5th, 1929, just missed his 95th birthday. Hall of Fame second baseman Bill Mazeroski, greatest fielding second baseman in baseball history, will be 88 on September 5th. He's more well known for the home run that won the World Series, the walk-off Game 7 homer in 1960 for the Pirates. But Maz, talked to people who played with him, saw him play, greatest defensive second baseman ever. The late Raquel Welch, film star, born September 5th, 1942. The late great Freddie Mercury, the lead singer of Queen, born September 5th, 1946. And actor Michael Keaton will be 73. Moving on, a couple more days to go. September 6th, William McKinley, president, was shot at the Pan American Exposition in Buffalo on September 6, 1901. He was taken to a doctor's residence where they worked on him, not successfully. He died 8 days later, and Theodore Roosevelt, his vice president, took the oath as president on that date. The first ever game for the Cleveland Browns, September 6, 1946. At the old Municipal Stadium, they were in a league called the All-American Football Conference, formed after World War II. They won 44-0 over the Miami Seahawks of that league. Three teams from that league eventually became members of the National Football League in 1950, including, obviously, the Browns. Cal Ripken Jr. of the Baltimore Orioles broke Lou Gehrig's seemingly unbreakable record by playing in his 2,131st consecutive game on September 6th, 1995. Hit a home run to boot just for good measure in that game. President Barack Obama renominated by the Democrats on September 6, 2012. The Marquis de Lafayette, the young French officer who befriended General Washington and helped us win the American Revolution. Lafayette, born September 6, 1757. Jane Addams, civil rights worker, advocate for the poor in Chicago, founded Hull House there. Jane Addams, born September 6, 1860. Joseph P. Kennedy, the father of the Kennedy clan, born September 6, 1888. Roger Waters, of Pink Floyd fame, will be 81. Jane Curtin, of the original Saturday Night Live cast, will be 77. And Idris Elba, the actor from Britain, will be 52. Okay, September 7th, Uncle Sam first used in a cartoon as a symbol of the United States, September 7th, 1813, during the so-called War of 1812. Brazil gained independence from Spain in 1822. The Pro Football Hall of Fame opened officially in Canton, Ohio on September 7, 1963. ESPN, which stands for the Entertainment and Sports Programming Network, began broadcasting on cable September 7, 1979. Birthdays include Paul Brown, the legendary football coach from Maslin, Ohio, Maslin Tigers, Ohio State Buckeyes, Cleveland Browns founder, Cincinnati Bengals coach in the late 60s and 1970s. Paul Brown, now deceased, born on September 7, 1908. The late great Buddy Holly died way, way, way too young. Buddy Holly, born September 7, 1936. Rock Hall of Famer Chrissy Hynde, local product, graduated from Firestone High School. Chrissy Hynde will be 73. Comedian Leslie Jones will be 57. Model, former supermodel, Angie Everhart, graduate of Firestone High School, will be 55 on September 7th. And 2016 NBA champion, long successful NBA career for Kevin Love. Kevin Love will be 36 on September 7th. All right, last but not least, we go to September 8th. The first permanent European settlement in North America was founded at St. Augustine, Florida, September 8th, 1565. Italy surrendered, as they often do, to the Allies, September 8, 1944. President Ford, surprisingly, Sunday morning, 1974, September 8th, issued a full, free, and absolute pardon for former President Richard Nixon. That surprised people. That's 50 years ago now. That surprised a lot of people that day. It really kind of deteriorated Gerald Ford's high popularity ratings that he had for the first month of his presidency. And it's still a controversial decision to this day. I have come to understand it over the years. I didn't like it when it happened, but what did I know? I was a 16-year-old kid or whatever. I get it. I kind of wish he had waited in light of recent events until Mr. Nixon had been indicted, perhaps, before he issued the pardon. But that's 2020 hindsight, I know. Anyway, birthdays for September 8th include the late great actor, comic actor, Pink Panther, Peter Sellers, born September 8th, 1925. Senator Bernie Sanders, independent from Vermont, will be 83. Pink will be 44 on September 8th. And former Cavaliers guard Matthew Dellavedova from Australia, one of LeBron's favorite teammates that he ever played with, he says. Matthew Dellavedova will be 34 on September 8th. Okay, that was a lot of that, but we did 2 weeks worth here because we're going to take a little break over Labor Day, as I said. So there we go. A couple of topics to get to today. One will be a public service announcement. This is a public service announcement to all students, recent high school graduates, new college students, particularly those who are going or are already away at college. Check your voter registration. That's really good advice for all of us. Check your voter registration in these uncertain times that we live in. Make sure your voter registration is up to date, or if you have never done it, get registered now, this week. If you aren't registered, contact your county board of education, board of electors, your county board of electors, to find out how to get registered where you are. If you're, let's say, a Talmadge graduate who's going away to school or who's away at college somewhere, you could register in your college town, or you could register back home in Talmadge. But wherever you would like to be registered voter, make sure you check your voter registration. That's for all of us, particularly in these times. It's a good idea for everyone. You can get, if you're an Ohio resident, you can check these things at the website of the Ohio Secretary of State's office. The web address is www.ohiosos.gov. That's www.ohiosos.gov. There's our public service announcement for this week. Okay, topic number two. The recent Democratic convention concluded last week in Chicago. We talked last week, can the Democrats maintain some momentum that they seemed to have since the Harris announcement in late June? Or was it late July? Jeez, I don't even remember. I guess it was late July, huh? I don't think they could have hoped for anything better than the convention that came off in Chicago this past week. The contrast between the moods of the two parties, the two gatherings, the two convention, was extreme. Very staid, low energy, as someone would say, convention in Milwaukee for the Republicans, and a boisterous, seemingly really fun time was had by those at the United Center in Chicago this past week. The amazing part of this all, and I've talked to my wife about this, and we're both amazed. The amazing part is that the Democrats had to totally restructure the convention in a period of about 4 weeks after, obviously, President Biden's decision to drop out of the race. It was going to be his convention, and they had to really just overhaul it in a month. And wow, did they do a great job of that. That's amazing. The Democrats never were really that organized. I mean, through most of my lifetime, I really can't believe they did that so well. But it came off. The television pictures were great. It came off like people were having fun, like they were retaking the flag and USA, USA, USA. And that has been kind of the ground that the Republicans have fought on for a long time. Hats off to the city of Chicago as well. They pulled off a huge event, and there were very, very few problems. It wasn't exactly 1968, was it, historians? Right now, how are we in the race as we approach the Labor Day weekend? Vice President Harris is pulling ahead a little bit in the public opinion polling. I don't base a whole lot on that, really. It's interesting, but that's about all I'll say. That's kind of fool's gold now, right now. There's a long time till, well, it's not that much longer till some people start to vote, but we'll discuss the polling really in a future episode. I have some things to say about that. All right, a couple of other election-related items here. Robert Kennedy Jr. dropped out of the race this past Friday and endorsed former President Trump. It appears that the ramifications from that move are minimal at best. Really, it's unclear what those few remaining supporters of his will do. He was down to about 3% and 4% in most public opinion polls. Some will not vote, probably. Some will take his advice and vote for former President Trump. And a few might come over to the Harris side. The best analyst I saw on that said that it might be 0.33% increase for Trump. At most. So I don't think it's really going to matter too much. Finally, during Vice President Harris's speech last Thursday night, the former president was rage Truth Socialing wherever he was, and he put out a blurb on Truth Social about coaches that I just wanted to address for a moment, talking about the vice presidential candidate for the Democrats, Governor Walz, who was a football coach, assistant coach for a state championship team in Minnesota. Former President Trump said, he was an assistant coach. He's not a coach. Now, I've been an assistant coach. I've been a head coach. Nobody ever in a practice or a game trying to get my attention said, assistant coach. Nor did they do that to any assistant coaches I may have had as a head coach. Tell me you haven't really played anything or paid attention to anything in sports without telling me that, Mr. Trump. That's just hard to imagine. He was just probably raging and out of control when he said that. But my goodness gracious, what an affront to all the assistant coaches, particularly in football. Your position coach in football is your guy. You spend more time with that guy than any other coach, even the head coach. And you football players know that. So I don't know. I can't really explain that other than it's really kind of wild and wildly incorrect, certainly in my experience and everybody's that I know. Okay. Speaking of coaching in football, I just wanted to tip my hat to the Talmadge Blue Devils. Nice comeback win on the road in week one, Friday night, 13-7 win in overtime over the Brecksville Bees up in Brecksville. Tom Tupa's old high school, by the way. Let me give another hat tip here, a couple of them, to the two guys who caught touchdown passes from quarterback Ryan Loveless. That would be Talon Natcher and Caleb Reesnyder. Good to see Talon back out there. He had a brutal knee injury a year or so ago and was on crutches in school and all of that. Great to see him back out there and contributing. Nice job, guys. Great job by the defense. Anytime you limit anybody in today's football world to 7 points, you did your job. So good job, Coach Hay and his staff. Time to look forward, but a nice start to the season for the THS Blue Devils. Way to go, guys. Okay, we're going to flip around three good questions a little bit today. Since we got a couple weeks to go, we don't have any in the bin. But I'm going to try something different here. For the next couple of weeks, I want you guys to do some thinking. And again, the email address, you can get a hold of us at threegoodquestions, T-H-R-E-E, threegoodquestions@gmail.com. A couple of our favorite listeners, Josh Bennett and Harry Jordan, have recently commented to me about NBA players and all-time players list and who's the GOAT and all that kind of discussion. Let's try something. If you're interested, get on threegoodquestions@gmail.com. and give us your top 10 NBA players of all time in order. I doubt I'd get two that were the same. I'll give you mine. I'll do it in the next couple of weeks, and I'll give you mine. You give it your best shot. Top 10 NBA players of all time in order. Remember, you young folks, the NBA didn't start in 2010, okay? But get your top 10 together in order. Send them to us at threegoodquestions@gmail.com. And we'll go over those on a future episode, probably on the one in a couple weeks. So let's try that. I think we could have some fun with that. I'm going to have to go to work on mine for sure. Okay, that ought to do it. Thanks for hanging with us on this little lengthy episode of Then and Now. Again, please note, we're not going to have an episode next week. We're going to take a week off for the Labor Day weekend and so forth. And we'll be back at you in early September. Back at you for the stretch run of the election season. And boy, what a stretch run that promises to be. So once again, we really appreciate you listening. Get in touch with us if you'd like to at threegoodquestions@gmail.com. I am your host, John Shomo. Have a wonderful, safe holiday weekend. And we'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Goodbye, everybody.